It is February 28, 2028, 8:35 a.m. So, yesterday's log was, lack of a better word to say this, I lost it. I totally lost the recording because of, human error. I only recorded 30 seconds of it and accidentally pressed the stop button when I was fixing the recorder. So, that's disappointing. And yes, I am recording. I'm just double checking. So yesterday, a few days ago, I did mention that I stayed majority of my day at the hospital and eating there between appointments, and and I ended up going back there again yesterday because I was parking there because it was cheap parking. And I ended up having beef patties for breakfast and a fish tikka with rice and vegetables. Patty is from Patty King, not sponsored. It's pretty good. And the and the lunch that I had there was, I want to say, the fish was very, very good. The rice was no seasoning whatsoever, and the vegetables was just boiled. So I understand why they did it that way, because they want to make sure that food that they're providing is bland enough that it will not, you know, cause any havoc to the staff and to the patients, because the cafeteria is a mixed use between the staff and the patients. So especially if you have someone visiting, bringing food to the patient, it does make sense to make sure that the food is slightly bland. But the fish was very good. It was really, really good. I did forget to mention a few days ago when I was there for the first time, they actually had a Reuben sandwich. I didn't even notice that in the menu until I saw people eating a Reuben sandwich. I'm like, oh man, I wish I had that instead of the chicken burger. But overall, it was a pleasant place. So I might be heading back there roughly about 10 days. No, in 3 to 4 weeks for another meeting for appointments. So so I don't know if I'm planning to have meals there and check out the new menu. But it was just very, very cool. It's very nice to be in that area. It's the west end of Toronto. And I don't normally head in that area too often. I'm normally in downtown, midtown, uptown, or in the east end of the city. So I don't usually stay in the west end or hang out around the west end. So it was just nice to be in that area again. Yeah, and I forgot to mention, I'm not sure if I told you guys, but I did bought a this keyboard riser thing to use, because I've been trying to figure out how to do a stand-up desk with my existing desk, and there's a lot of options out there regarding the one you put on top of the desk and you just lift up and down. I was looking at that. I was also looking at keyboard riser, all that good stuff, because the biggest issue I have is my monitor, because I have the dual up monitor from LG. It's designed to be tall, not wide, and having a tall monitor, your perspective slightly change, and how you set up your desk changes a bit as well too. So I need something that can hold the weight of that monitor. It's very top heavy, if you guys are wondering. I literally stick two 28-inch monitor and stack it on top of each other, and that's how big it is. And it's heavy. Top heavy. And the stand-up desk you put on top of a desk may or may not hold that weight. It will just tumble over. It was just going to be too heavy. So I decided, hey, let's look for something to raise the keyboard when I'm standing and just tilt the monitor a bit. I'm okay with that. And I found this thing in Amazon. It's from Vivo. It's a keyboard stand. It's a computer keyboard riser. And I got it last night. It came in late last night. And I'm using it now. I'm actually in my kitchen counter working at the kitchen today. And it's working perfectly. It works really, really well. I'm very, very impressed with overall finished and all that stuff. The reviews were very, it's a mixed bag. It was getting a 4.5 out of 5 reviews. Some of the bad reviews is like the laminate is falling apart, there's cracks, a spring cracked or whatever, so it's like all over the place regarding the reviews. But overall, the 90% of the reviews out of the 4.5 was, sorry, 90% of all the reviews, or even more than 95% of the reviews, are on the positive side. So I decided to pull the trigger and bought a few days ago. It took about three days to come in, but that's fine. But so far it works perfectly. I like it. It actually, if I put on my counter is actually a stool height, so it's about 3 feet off the ground, and the keyboard riser can go all the way to 48 inches, right? Yeah, 48 inches. So it's pretty high when you extend it all the way up. So I did test this in my desk already, and actually brings it up exactly where I want my keyboard going to be anyway when I type. So this is, works perfectly. I just have to figure out the monitor thing now. But I might ending up using, because I have a dual monitor arm, I might configure it, because I have one of them is not that high when you extend it all the way up. The other one does. So I might switch them and just make it a little high, or just reconfigure the whole desk a bit more, just to accommodate the stand up part. But the stand up the keyboard riser was $100 Canadian. If I get the full desk one, it's gonna cost me $500. And to be honest with you, I prefer this one. Since I got it, I prefer this one. It's actually pretty stable. It's like a very stable. It's well built so far, no complaints. So we'll keep using this and see what happens. But the goal today is just to stay at home. We are getting, right now it's a balmy 13 degrees and Celsius, if you're wondering. And it's going to be 13 degrees until noon. And apparently there's a cold front coming in. And we're going to go down to minus 12 tonight. But here's the kicker. All night last night, all day yesterday afternoon and last night, it was just completely raining. It was thunder showers all night last night. And the biggest issue we have, especially if you live in up north, is if you have a really warm day, then the temperature drops. All the water that's collected is going to be a flash freeze. So the whole area is going to be an ice skating rink, right? So they're already warning people to stay at home tomorrow and just relax, put your feet up, or even tonight, just stay home tonight. They're actually canceling school bus up north right now because they're afraid that if the temperatures do drop, it's just going to freeze the whole thing. So that's kind of interesting. But overall, I'm just going to stay at home, do work, and hopefully I don't delete this log. It is 2:23 p.m. and so after lunch, I went out to get some stuff for tonight and tomorrow. And when I left around 1 o'clock-ish, it was a balmy 13 degrees. When I got home about 15 minutes ago, it's 4 degrees now. So the temperature is dropping. The wind is coming from north, so northwest. So it's chilly. The wind is so strong that it's actually tumbling the trash cans all over the road, and also debris in the road. And I don't know how bad this weather is going to be overnight, if people are living up north, they're going to feel the cold, the ice, you name it, you're going to feel everything. But hopefully tomorrow will be a lot warmer. But the downfall is, because of the cold weather and the temperature dropping so fast, it's literally going to be a flash freeze. Everything and all the moisture in the ground will be freezing. Next thing you know, it's going to be an ice skating rink tomorrow morning. So this is going to be so much fun to look at. It's just going to be fun. It's just going to be incredibly fun dealing with this tomorrow. But it is what it is. What else can you do about this, right? So it's just going to be a very wintry weather we're having. But this weekend the temperature is going back up again, so that means it's just going to be warm again. So we just have to endure this for 48 hours before it gets warm. So welcome to weather winter in Ontario. Oh, and also March 1st is where spring's supposed to start. Go figure. So it's going to be a very interesting few days weather-wise. Yeah. Sit rep on the keyboard riser thing. I am loving this thing. I haven't left my countertop, my kitchen breakfast nook, all day. And I mean, I've been working on this constantly. I haven't gone back to my desk. I am totally enjoying this. There's several times that I put it down like counter height so I can sit down and just get my legs a rest from standing up. And to be honest with you, I love standing up when I'm working. It just feels natural for me. And sitting down is nice, but standing up is much, much better. Now I always understand why people stand up. Because during COVID, I made a stand-up desk, and I stand up for about a year and a half during COVID because I can do it, right? Because what I did during COVID is I bought pieces from IKEA, put it together, and I used it for about a year and a half, almost two years, while we were in the middle of a lockdown. And that was my desk. And to be honest with you, it was like one of my favorite things I've ever done because it works very, very well. When I went back to work, like in the office, 2-3 times a week, I miss the feel of standing up and just working standing up. So, for me, having a platform like this actually helped me keep standing up. And at the same time, I can bring this to my desk and actually have my keyboard standing up and be happy. So I can't wait to move this to my desk. Hopefully Friday, because tomorrow I'll be on the road. So, we'll see. We'll see.